We are in Shaar Bays, Perek Yud Dalad, and let me tell you the main thing that we learned so far. The main thing that we learned so far is really for the last 10 prakim, but really it gets crystallized here, and that is that tefillah is tzarech gavoya. And tefillah tzarech gavoya means the following. I want to put it very succinctly here. That perhaps we think, and it really is the normal way of thinking, that by tefillah, when we daven, we're bringing things from the Shemayim into our lives. We're making our life more spiritual. We're giving our life more bracha. We're doing all kinds of things to make our life more holy, more meaningful. But the which is called in the Svarim, the word for this is milamala lamata. We're taking the shefa lamala, and we're bringing it lamata. And here we're learning that, no, that there's times to do that. There's times to go milamala lamata, but that's not what tefillah is. Tefillah meaning specifically Shmoneh Esrei, and specifically, as I mentioned last week, the 13 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, because even though we said there's 18 brachas, and there's really 19 brachas, but we know the first three are brachas of Shvach, because the Gemara says you're supposed to be Meshabeach Hashem before tefillah. So that means not tefillah. The last three brachas are Hoidah, supposed to thank Hashem after tefillah. So it comes out that that's not tefillah. It's part of the Nusach HaTefillah, but it's not tefillah. Tefillah is the Bakasha. And there's a certain irony here that the Bakasha means heal me, give me sustenance, give me peace. Those are the that's sort of the mode of tefillah that we're in. So we would think that it's milmala limata. That would seem to be the normal way of understanding tefillah. But then we say no. Tefillahs are keneged karbonos, and a carbon is not bringing anything from high to low. It's bringing everything from low to high. That's what a carbon is. A carbon is a sacrifice. So I'm taking, what is a sacrifice? That's not really what a carbon means. Carbon means to come close. So we're bringing something physical which is close to us, and we're taking it and we're offering it up by sacrificing. We're offering it up to Hashem. What does that mean? That's what a carbon is. And tefillos keneged karbonos tiknum doesn't mean that you're supposed to daven at the zman of the korban tamid only. Also, the zman is important. But what it really means is the tefillah itself is a carbon, or more meduyik, that when a person is davening, a person is the carbon. And it's a cool kind of carbon because it doesn't require any fire, it doesn't require any death, it doesn't require anything, but it requires davening. So somehow, through the avodas ha-tefillah, one is sacrificing. That is the carbon. It's even better because the Ramban says, as I quoted, that the whole point of the carbon is only that we should look at the carbon and say, that should have been me. So when you're davening, it is you. Even though you're not getting burnt on the fire, but the original carbon was the Akedas Yitzchak. Nothing happened to him either. But the point is that it was giving up everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean on a level that we can understand? And I just want to go over this point because this is really the key point of everything that we're learning. Everything else is detail. That what we need to understand, Reb Tzadok has a famous lashon, a beautiful lashon. He says, "Ein bein malachim lebnei adam, elisha malachim ein lahem bechira chafshis ve'adam yesh lo bechira b'chasis." There's really no difference between a person and a malach. We have to see ourselves as malachim. We're malachim. What does it mean to be a malach? That we're here because Hashem made a world. And he put different. Who knows how complicated the world is? We have no musig. Even if you're a big makubal, you only get a little bit of a glimpse as to what's going on in the higher worlds. It's not really that important, because what's more important is our job here. It's good to know the big picture, the big structure of the company called the world. But really, what we need to do is our job. But just like the malachim, their job is simple. Their job is easy. We don't want to be a malach, and we don't want people to be malachim. Their job is to say shirois v'tishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to carry out different functions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's malach Raphael, malach Gavriel, malachim. But there's thousands of malachim. Those are just the famous ones. There's a CEO of all the malachim called the matatroin, right? There's a whole marechet of malachim. But none of them have, they're busy bees, none of them have any bechira chafshas. They can't decide, today I'm taking the day off, going to the beach, you know, I don't feel like doing the ratzon Hashem today. No, you know, the srafim, they're a srafim b'chayis HaKodesh. In fact, a malach can only do, the way the design is, it can only do that one thing. When it does it, it's gone. That's what malachim are. We're also malachim. We're malachim in the sense a malach means a shliach, malachim means a shliach. And what it is that in different parts of the world there's different malachim, and we're in the part of the world where we're doing a different type of a service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and it's. It's manifested itself in the carbon, but the hashkafa of it is, the hashkafa is that when we're in this world, as long as we realize that this is Hashem's world, it's not what Hashem is doing for me. That's not the design. This might not be as happy as the other way that everybody thinks. But the truth is, the way everybody thinks doesn't make a lot of sense. Like Hashem made me. He wants me to be happy. I mean, what's the whole thing doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. What does make sense is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we're part of the world to do what we do as malachim, and for some reason, in order for us to do what we need to do, we need to have Bechira Chafshas.
The way you succinctly put it is extremely logical, very rational. Last week also I had an issue which I wanted to raise, but I didn't.
With the logic.
Yeah. Some of the 13 brachot that we're learning about are not individual. We don't pray for ourselves. The structure, as you've put it, makes a lot of sense if you're talking about the individual. But some of the brachot have to do with gula, kibbutz of galiot. How does that fit into it?
So I think, good question. First of all, almost even the personal ones are b'lashon rabim. Rifainu, Baruch Aleinu, Vesashonaza. The Bakashas themselves, it makes perfect sense that the Bakashas themselves are divided up into the welfare of humanity, ourselves included. That's one of our jobs. And the other one is to bring tikkun to the world, which is the bracha of Gula, all the brachas of Gula. Kibbutz Goliyos, all the brachas of Gula. It's exactly the point, that it's not about me. It's not even about us. It's about the advancement of Hashem's world. You know, something which is hard to grasp, Rabbi Chal says, a little bit hard to grasp, but it's time to grasp it. time to get it. That is that Hashem's midos, let's say, Rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes, noitzer chesed la'alofim, the midos of Hashem that we're familiar with. Who knows, everything is infinite, but the ones we're familiar with, or as the Talmud Dvarah brings at the beginning, different words for the same 13, Mikael Kamoicha, Noiseyofen, comes out parallel one to the other. The Ramchal says that what does it mean that Hashem is a Rachum? That's the essence of Hashem. He's Rachum. You can't be Rachum unless there's people. You can't be Chanun unless there's somebody to be Choinein Hadas or Choinein to. That Hashem has these midos is kivyachol, this is the hard part to explain, it's an incomplete version of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without this world. I don't want to say anything which is apocryphal, so I'm saying lechatzchila, I don't understand. It's my disclaimer. But what I do understand is
saying he was lacking something.
Well, he wasn't lacking. This is what he made. In other words, Hashem made the world. It's not that he needs our tefillos, but in other words, this is, we are, when something wonderful happens to us, to the world at large, anything from, you know, like my finger healed to the gula. So this is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Rachum Chanun Erech Hapayim Reuch Hesed V'Emes. The essence of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world is for him to exercise the Rachum V'Chanun. Do you understand this?
The opposite also be true. Midatadin, if something bad happens, that would be the manifestation of Midatadin.
Kel Nekamais Hashem. You know, what we're seeing, and I just want to talk about this a little bit more as we go further. What we're seeing here is the physical manifestation of godliness. Not to confuse this, and this is why I'm a little worried to say, not to confuse this with pantheism, as most people in the world history have done. They said, well, you know, if God is everywhere, which is really what this means, this is all just an expansion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then let's worship the table. Or better, the iPhone. let's do some serious worship. You can understand that it's. By the way, you know, all these avodah zarahs, I'm not recommending them, but they're very, you know, it's confusing because if you really look at it honestly, they're very spiritual. They're not superficial. They're not just people doing. What seems to be shtusim, and they don't see even today the little bit of avodah zarah that's left this world. I don't know, you know, if there is avodah zarah, but not the same as it used to be. It's all about, like, look at the God in the river, look at the God in the stone, find God in everything. It's a very Hasidish idea, with a very small nuance of a difference. Nobody's worshiping stones. We're understanding that Hashem made a world, and this is an expansion of the Shemayim, not God, an expansion of the Shemayim into the earth. So there's a connection between Shemayim va'aretz. What's the Beis Hamikdash? The Beis Hamikdash is a mokim that the Shemayim and the earth meet. This is the connection. The whole parsha is about the tzavare Binyamin, tzavare Yosef. It's all about the tzavar. He kissed him on his tzavar. He cried on his neck. The neck is that which connects the body to the head. That's the whole Indian of all everything that happened there in Vayigash of the tzavar, because Shlomo HaMelech said that the Beis HaMikdash is the tzavar. The Beis HaMikdash is the place that connects the Shemayim Dor. It's the goof to the Reish, if you will. So it's, I think here's the nuance. The nuance is, of course, Leis Hasar Panui Minei, but it's not that Hashem, that would be pantheistic, that Hashem is here. It's that this is the world that he created. This is the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyched. Shekhinah means he's Shoyched B'Soycheinu, even B'Soycheinu. So what we're doing, to get back to the point, is that when we're tefillah, that's at least a couple times a day, a few times a day, that we're pushing aside the world, and it's really... it's Mesiras Nefesh. Why is it Mesiras Nefesh? It says Mesiras Nefesh is not because I stop working for 10 minutes to daven mincha. That's not the Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh is I'm acknowledging that the whole purpose of my Nefesh is your purpose. That I'm only here as a worker in this world. This is completely different and much, much deeper than, well, everything's been a Shemayim and everything's Basharit and everything's, you know, and Hashem is watching me. It's more that we're taking care of Hashem than Hashem is taking care of us. But Mamela, everything when the Shechina is Shari, the Mamela, everything is Gevaldik.
So why call it Bakasha?
Because the Bakasha, we are Mavakshim. Our job as Malachim is to be Mavakish. Because otherwise there can't be Hashem who answers Tefillos. There can't be Rachum, there can't be Chanun. So if you're saying good, because the Lashon of the Zayar, Adam, it's a play, what?
Bayit.
Yeah, Baya. Yeah. But it's a play on Baba Kaba, you know? Like, Bava. The whole behus of a person is to be Bavakish.
The
boy, boy.
Because you made the distinction between, like you said, Rav Scheinberg at the Kotel, that's Bakasha, but this is Tefillah. So now you're talking about Tefillah and you're saying Bakasha. So
right, but in other words, to be Bavakish out of Shmarta Esrei. That's the only distinction that I'm making. You're allowed to ask a little bit for yourself. But
the whole thing of the
13 is the world. No, but it's the key of the world. These are 13 conduits of the world that this koach, you know. And if you look at, if you, this is echad, 13 is echad, right? If you'll understand the Shemot Esrei, which Bezras Hashem will learn together and we'll do, you'll understand how these 13 make up the world, everything from Geula to Rafaidu to Chayne Nadas. It's all part of creating Malchus. In the Kabbalistic language, it's called Malchus. Malchus, Kiam Malchus Shelchahi.
Well, Ome Atim Leich Bechavai. Are you saying that Hashem will only give to the world if we're here to appreciate it? Is that the idea?
Umalach Bekam Kol Atim Nivram.
Yeah, I'm not liking the word appreciate because it's appreciate who we are and what we're here for.
Until the Sabbath, when man was there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's right. No, but because there was no Bavakish. No Bavakish. You're mixing me up with Bavakish and Tefillah because it's a little bit of a red herring. But I just want to say this.
So you made the distinction. You said Bakasha at the end of Tefillah. But we're talking about Tefillah. And now you're talking about Tefillah, the 13.
Personal Bakasha.
But we're not supposed to drink Tefillah.
Right. No. There's a difference between personal Bakasha and Tefillah. Personal bakasha is a lakai, sorry, l'shayni meiros,
v'sayi davar.
During the 13, it's all about the world. The world. Tefillah is all about the world. Do you see what I'm saying? In other words, like what we're doing with tefillah, I can't stress this enough. What we're doing with tefillah is we're becoming malachim in the sense that we're connecting the shemayim and the arts. And the minute I'm sitting there, and I'm no matter how much kavanah I have, and I'm crying about my own personal pain. So, okay, I mean, who are you going to cry to if not Tasha? But that's not the purpose of the tefillah. That's not what it is. And therefore, so I was talking to, I had the opportunity to talk last week to a mekubel. So, we were learning about visualizing the oisios of tefillah. So, like, it seems almost no kavana, right? Visualizing the oisius of tefillah, which is exactly the point. No kavana for myself. I'm just bringing the oisius. The world was created with oisius. The first words of Rav Kook in the Oireis is, kola oilam kulei bale oisius. That's sort of pieces. These are the building blocks, Legos of the Shemayim. When we're mitzayir the oisius, a mitzayir of the oisius, a mitzayir of shevois, so we're building the world into a better place. I was talking to this Makubal. I said, like, do you do this? So he says, like, like Pasha, like, that's what tefillah is. So I asked him, like, what does it mean? I didn't even know what I was asking. So he said something very interesting. Just like, you know, how Makubal think. He says, you know, he tells me, he's an Israeli, but, you know, he says, you know, when you're, you know, the main thing to be Mitzayir is the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you could see the letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we learned, you know, we're Mekubalim also. So he says it's much easier and it's much more effective. It's going to be here a little Kabbalah tip I'll share with you. It's much easier, much more effective if you're Mitzayir in the vertical instead of in the horizontal. Yud Kei Vav Kei. He says, because then it is what it is. It's an Adam. You see it? Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. And then you have the spheres. So it's kind of cool. Why do I want to think about Adam when I'm thinking about Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei? Asked I. the last thing you want to think about is Adam. You see the picture in your mind? Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Interesting. Two hands, two legs. Beautiful tzir of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way he just threw this out there. So because by the time you're davening and you're saying Yud Kei Vav Kei, said he. There's no difference between Adam and Hashem. Meaning, like, there's a complete hispatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what we're dealing with as our service, as Malachim goes, is not in the Shemayim. We're dealing with Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is here. Haya, Haya, Viyya. That's all right here. So this is our department. So in a way, like, it's cool to take a tour of the whole thing once in a while, become a big makubal, but our department is Olam Hazeh. So since our department is Olam Hazeh, you can become otherworldly, but that's not really the point. And if you do that for too much, you're missing the point. So it's really about mitzvos and Torah and tefillah is this connection of the two worlds.
The Adam
Kadmon. That's what that is. So
can we really connect though if there's no Beis HaMikdash?
So Beis HaMikdash. Now comes the Nefesh HaChayim. He speaks about the Beis HaMikdash. You guys are so good. Like, it's like, wow.
just plot.
It's better, no?
So you say that
I said, tell me more. Tell me more. He said, that's enough for today. It was real. It's a real story. Yud Kei Vav Kei. You know the... Baruch Dayan Emes, this kid who was shot at the bus stop last week, Cohn. So his father, stepfather, really, is Reb Elio Meirav. Elio Meirav, so I have a different name. He raised him for many, many, many years. Elio Meirav's wife died many years ago, and this boy, Cohn's father, died many years ago. They are married. So it's his stepfather. I don't know if he's Bidyuk sitting Shiva, not sitting Shiva. So why am I talking this? Because Elio Meirav was my chavrusa for 2.5 years in Avat Shalom. So I learned with Rabbi Elio Meirav in the morning and Rabbi Yaakov Hillel in the afternoon. That was my Seder Hayar. In Shana Rishana at night, I talked to my wife. That was my Seder Hayar. I was very lucky to have such a Seder Hayar. This Elio Meirav, very interesting, about Shuvah. It's the same tkufa of, you know, like Uri Zohar and all the famous Bali Tshuvos that were coming around, and they were all good friends with Elio Meirav. So I used to sit and learn with Pupik Arnon, you know. Like these were the people that were there. This Elio Meirav was a huge mekubal. Is. Huge mekubal. He had a brilliant mind. It's just amazing what he knew. It was amazing what he knew, but he was a Belchuva for the Yom Kippur War. And the Yom Kippur War, he was a pilot in the Israeli Air Force. And he grew to national fame because he downed three MiGs in one flight, three Egyptian MiGs in one flight. I have no idea, you know, I'm so far from being a pilot. like I said, I'm into the Oretz part of it, but he, I guess, Liboy Bashamayim, to be a pilot in the Israeli Air Force, you have to be very bright, and you have to be very quick, and he took it, and he did what he had to do, and he's a guy with a beard this big, and his son's in the, died in the, while being in Sahel, but he took the whole brain that he had, an amazing brain, and he used it to learn Torah, and he would learn Kabbalah almost all night, because that's the way it worked with Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, and Nigla all day. So I learned with him Masech Shabbos. I learned with Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Masech Shabbos. That's what I learned in Ahavat Shalom. But the point is he taught me at that time that all of the, he's a bit older than me, he's probably 4 or 5 years older than me, but he's, that all of the tziurim of Kabbalah have to take place mamash in the gufa adam, and he was a bucky in how it worked, mamash in the gufa adam and in the makam adam and in the Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the inyanim that he spent a lot of time explaining to me, the Beis HaMikdash. And when you think, as we're going to learn now about the Beis HaMikdash, just if you look at the news, you'll see his words about the loss of his son. He brought the child up. Obviously, it was a very emotional thing. But to him, the Oilaboy Sel Yoyliv and the battlefield of Eretz Yisrael was all one piece of a puzzle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And you know, and the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. What's interesting is like a kanoi, you know, it was, but it was just like one piece all the way to the Oretz Mesiras Nefesh on every level. That was the idea. I don't know. I haven't seen him for 35 years or so. The news. I was like, I was shocked by the whole. He's a stepfather. I don't know how that works. Probably there's a big, usually when a chayal gets killed, so there's a big, I don't know who's sitting, like, you know, his mother. But in any case, the Beis HaMikdash is like this. I just want to explain, just starting with the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash, because this is important for our limud here, that the Mishkan has basically three parts. The Beis HaMikdash also, just as a more grandiose design, same concept. There is the Azara as you walk in. There's the Kodesh. There's Kodesh HaKadosh. Basically the three major components. Azara, Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadosh. If you would walk into the Azara, to a certain point in the Azara, any Jew's allowed to walk, as long as you're not Tamei Beis. You're allowed to walk into the Azara. And it was like a shuk, you know. It was very limited there. Animals, a lot of animals, moo, you know. Zirim, Levim were singing. It was limited. There were people were buying behemoths and bringing behemoths, and like it was a whole. It was very very limited. I'm trying to, you know, like the back of the shul. Talking. The Azara. And then you when you went to the Azara, you know, there was the Levium singing, and it was something beautiful to, you know, but it was very, let's put it this way, very gashmius, like a butcher shop almost, it was like the Cardo, you know, you had the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The stuff was happening, gashmius was happening there, all for the purpose of Ruchnius. When you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, go to the butcher. You cut up your cow and you'll eat it for supper. This was going to the Beis HaMikdash. It was all, look what's going on here in the Azara. What's going on in the Azara is the transformation from the world of Gashmius to the world of Ruchnius. Or, Yoter Beduyak was the sacrifice, meaning that the connecting of Olam HaZeh to the Shemayim was taking place in the Azara. There you had the Gashmius, and there you had the Ruchnius with a Gvul. And then you walk, I think it's 10 Amos, the whole thing with the Azara is 50. You walk into the, in 10 Amos, if you're not Tamei Beis, then there was a Mizbeach, that was the big Mizbeach, with a Keves, just a Mizbeach, and that's where a lot of, most of the Korbanos took place. Kohanim were there, you gave the Kohen your animal, and he did a lot of Zrikas Dab and a lot of things. So that was part two. You have to stand back for this. And the Levium singing was in the background. Not so much, because the Levium were more on the outside. You can hear from the Azara, less from the Kodesh. And that was the Kodesh. In the Kodesh, then you went into the Kodesh. There was a Mesach. There was a Mechitza from the Azara. The Azara is where the Karbanos were. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because the Choshes is earthy, it's even the color of earth. Then you walk into the Kodesh, or you don't walk into the Kodesh. Kodesh was a much, much quieter place. There was a Mizbeach there, a Mizbeach HaZov. There was the Menorah there. The Kiyor was right outside. Most of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalim, which is Meduyak, were on the outside, the Azara. All the different Kalim that the Torah talks about. You go to the inside, it's a quieter place, right? But it wasn't just that this was, now you've just entered into like the business class lounge, you know, it's quiet. Whoa, where'd all that noise go? It was more spiritual. And then, we'll explain the symbolism Lagabe Tefillah, but just so we get the picture clear. Then there was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim had no Mizbeach, right? What was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? One thing, Aron. During the Bayis Sheni, what was it, the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm welcome. Nothing there.
No
Aish. It's a Machoik, whether they had an Aish or they didn't have an Aish. They had the Ner Baravi, it was in the Kodesh. So the Ner Baravi was always burning, then until around the time of Alexander the Great, and then there was no Aish. There was no Aish anywhere in the Bayis Sheni that was Tabid. But they lit a fire, they lit them in there. That was part of the Ar. I'm saying, but that was part of the binyan of the Ar, or the Kruvim. And nobody went there. Nobody went there. Just once a year, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went in there for a few minutes. And he did a haktar, I think, if I remember. It's been a while since I've been brisk, but I think you take a spoonful of the Ketores from the Mizbeach, for the Mizbeach Hazov, and you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he brings it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, and the smoke goes up to Hashem, and he says, Ana Hashem, he davens on behalf of Klal Yisrael. What's going on, Milachutz El HaPnim, is outside, you know, is the world. And the world, let's go back to Reb Tzadok here. Ain bein malachim b'shamayim lebein baser v'dam ela b'chira chavshis b'lvad. Malachim have one way to go. People, you could decide, am I walking into the Beis HaMikdash or am I walking to the butcher shop? To whatever, where am I going with my cow now? What am I going to do with this? And those malachim that decided to walk and be makriv, so they Karbanos is, if you feel it these days, I just can't get over the feeling of Karbanos, you know. But you go in and you're being makriv. What's happening really there is not just an intermingling of the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, the Shira of the Levim. Shira of the Levim, you know, Shira is Shiore HaNefesh. The word Shira comes from Shirayim. Shirayim. It's the Shiore HaNefesh, meaning, you know, sometimes when you sing, you can feel very spiritual. Singing is a very beautiful thing. Singing people together is a very, very beautiful thing. And it's kind of a mess, you know, like, you know, sometimes somebody sings, like, you know, you can't stand to be around them. Very disturbing. But somehow or another, when everybody's singing together, even if it's all bad voices, it comes out good. it's a mess. As opposed to talking, like if two people are talking, it's horrible. Three people, even worse. More people singing, the better. And if you listen to them individually, just making some kind of a noise. It's not like, you know, boom. Somehow or another, it comes out beautiful. Why? Because this is the Ruchnius, this is the Gashmius turning into Ruchnius by Shir. So the Shiore HaNefesh means that you're taking the Nefesh and you're taking the Ruchnius of it, the Siras Nefesh, if you will. Adab Hu HaNefesh is Shvichas Adab, which takes place in the Azura. And you're there. This is a market of Gashmius Ruchnius, not just intermingled, but transformation. You take it from there and you go into the Kodesh. The Kohen takes something into the Kodesh. Going to the Kodesh was the quiet place. So the Arizal says as follows. He brings from a Zayar, I believe, but he says that a person, like if you, a person is in this kind of a dmus, bilvavi mishkan evne. Let's build the mishkan in our lives. So you have the Evarim Pnimim and the Evarim Chitzonim. So the Evarim Chitzonim, our hands, our feet, our extremities, our, you know, the things that we have, the things that everybody can see. So that's the Chitzonim. Those are like the Kalim. They go into Nazar. That's like the Kalim. You could do something. You could put on tefillin with your hand. You could give tzedakah with your hand. So that's like the Evarim Chitzonim. When you go to the Kodesh, that's Keneged, the Arizal, the Evar Plimim, the heart, the mind, the kidneys, the Kloyos, all these things are very, very deep. It's a quieter place. Nobody's seeing your heart. Nobody knows what's in your heart. Nobody knows, you know, nobody knows what your thought patterns are. It's impossible. That's the deeper part. And then you have the place, which, what's it for? Nobody goes there. What's it for? It's that's the place That's in Kabbalistic language, it's the Keser. That's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting to this world, and nobody gets there. But once a year, a Kohen Gadol, if he's Bekdusha Vitara, and he's 100% Baal Tshuva, he can walk into this place for a little bit and be Makter Keteris and talk to Klai Yisrael. But that's like, no place, no, nobody goes there. Azor HaKarev Yubas. There's no place to go. So our avoda, when you talk about tefillah, kedibus beis hamikdash, kedibus carbon is really the point, is to go minachutz el apnim, and then even yoiser panima, even further inside. Yeah, Clive, you with me? In other words, you take it from the outside is the world. There's a whole world out there. It's not a bad world. It's a world of malachim. But at some point, we have to take it and be maktish it, hektish. And this is the not just the symbolism of a carbon. This is what a carbon is. We're taking that which is dear to us, and we're saying, Lashem, carbon Lashem. Carbon Lashem means this. We're explaining our ikar tachlis. I want to get to what you spoke about. What is that ikar tachlis? The ikar tachlis is not to kill the animal. That's not the ikar tachlis. The ikar tachlis is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, let's backstrap one sentence. In Kabbalistic language, the Evarim Haplimim represent not the deed, but the Ratzin of a person. Ratzin. What do I want to do? It's a big question. Ein davar oimed b'pnei haratzon. Like, what do I want to? What do I do? So, you know, I do. But, like, what do I really want to do? That's very panimi. That's really represents what's going on deep inside of a person. What do I want to do? The answer is, at this point, answering the point you brought up, at this point, there can't be any distinction between my ratzon and Hashem's ratzon. Ratzin is Ratzin. Everyone asks, is it my Ratzin? His Ratzin? Who's Ratzin? It's all one Ratzin. There should be Alba Divra Kirusei. Kirtzoinai. Kirusei means Kirtzoinai. There's only one Ratzin here. So the Keli of Tefillah right now is to take, I took my Kalim, or outside in the Azara. And now I'm going into the more pnimi place, which is the avodas hapnim, the avarim hapnimim. And here in tefillah, as I say, is one step better than in my understanding, than the carbon itself, if you do it correctly. You don't need symbolism. This is it. You know, where you take the avarim hapnimim and you're mevatel ritzonai to the ratzon Hashem. This avoda is the avoda of hisbatlus, which we're going to learn in Perek Tes Vav and Perek Tes Zayin. Hisbatlus. All of this is, so we spoke it out that we'll be able to read it quickly. Let me just read right after the Haggadah, just a couple of words. L'zais, beis abdoi l'ispala l'ifnei kaino yisbarach shpoi. When a person is standing to David before Hashem, yafshit gufoi me'al nafshoi. Yafshit gufay me'al nafsha. Haidu. What does that mean? I'm shedding my body. Right after the Haggadah. Haidu shiyasir kol rayonei ha'avolim ha'boim mikoychas ha'guf shenechiku v'nistavku b'nafsha. Because I'm leaving the outside. What's the outside? The outside is my own personal needs for myself. Self-centered needs. So I'm taking that, and it's not that I want any less, but I'm changing, and this is very, very important to get this point. I'm taking all my ritzonos. I want to be rich. I want to be healthy. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, make a wish. So I'm taking all of my ritzonos, and I'm saying, hey, you know what? That's Ratzon Hashem once I get into the Kodesh. There's no difference between my Ratzon and Ratzonai. But Metzias, there's no difference. Like Metzias, there's no difference. The only thing is that I've got to follow that line. And that's Tefillah. So what's so important here is to be able to actually not use the type of tefillah for logotherapy, where I'm trying to figure out, like, what do I need, and please give me money, and please give me. It's such a small nuance. The whole point of tefillah is to be mevatel myrots and get rid of all those needs. As he says, Yasser kol rayonei ha'avolim haboy mikoyches haguf shenachiku v'niskavku nefesh shloi tia avoydes tefillosei rak b'hanefesh u'reusa ila delay. It's all about what is the rutzin. Reusa means rutzin. Reusa ila delay. So that's why koydem shabdai betfila, before you daven, tzarich levatel lahaser miyolam machshavtei kol tanugei aguf anasim v'chol inyanam. Can I stop thinking about business per se? Can I stop planning per se? Can I stop thinking about my problems per se? And bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why should I stop thinking about it? Daven for it? The answer is no. That I'm taking all of the things that I really want, in other words, a positive thought. I'm taking all of the things that I really want, and I'm saying, isn't that the Ratzon Hashem? You know, what do you say at the end of Shemot Esrei? I say, Lamad Shemecha, I say, Lamad Yiminecha, I say, Ma Kedusha Secha. It's all, anyways, the whole Kashti, Kedusha Secha, Shechina Secha, Tera Secha, Yiminecha, Kashti. The whole thing is all, anyways, about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's so dakut to take the my Ratzon, that, but that's what a carbon is. I'm going from the Azara into the Kodesh. At some point, we've got to figure out who gets to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is something interesting to peek into. But that's not where we're holding here. We're holding in Shemot Esrei in the Kodesh, with the Evarim HaPnimim, which are the Menorah, and the Lechem HaPonim, Kiyar, Mizbeach. These are all the Kalim, the Evarim HaPnimim. It's a quiet place. It's a quiet place. It's not a noisy place. Outside is noisy. And outside is even noisier. It's a quiet place, and that's the Shemot Esrei. It's a quiet place, no deep word, no noise, no talking. What do you mean?
Your description of korban is outside and the korban.
Some.
Why isn't the korban?
There's deeper korbanos which are inside. There's a mizbeach inside also. No, we get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're lebalo from a korban. There's no mizbeach. It's the under matzva, is it? Okay. Oh, good. Very good. Well, there's different. It's right. Which part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world do you want to be Masaki? Ashirus, Chachma? We have to talk about it, but there's a right to choose your department as a malach. Yeah?
That's the privilege of being an
Yeah.